95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sulgo in the afternoon on a perfectly beautiful Los Angeles day. I love this kind of weather. I'm sorry, I forgot you hate this kind of weather. So you know those old like 1930s and 40s movies where like Marx Brothers or something, a character will be in one room and another character is looking for him in another room. And then that first character leaves that room and the other character comes into the first room looking for the first character and he's not there. So they go into the other room and that first character is no longer there because he went back to the other room and the second character goes in there, but they're not there. That's kind of what's been going on with Kevin and I of late. Kevin is not here today, and I was certainly here all last week, that's for sure, but he's going to be showing up sometime soon, and in the interim, I have a little something for you.
And now, a moment with Kevin.
So, did you get to at least say I challenge you to a drool, or did the security...
Drool? Hold on, a drool.
A drool.
I challenge you to a drool.
That would be disgusting with the drool coming out.
This has been a moment with Kevin.
Monday, January 17th, 1994, 4:31 a.m. What were you doing? It's Sluggo. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and it's almost impossible to believe it's 28 years ago today. That 6.7 earthquake. Just unbelievable that it's damn near 30 years. Felt as far away as Las Vegas. And up to 60 people were killed. 8,700 people injured. 20,000 people left homeless. 40,000 buildings damaged. Estimated cost between $13 and $20 billion. I was literally just crawling into bed. You know, just wrapping up the day at about 4:31 a.m. That was pretty standard for me. Pretty common. I was wondering what you were up to on that morning. You know, we couldn't take to Twitter. We couldn't take to social media. So you can't be, hey, 28 years ago today, reposting that on Facebook these days. But I know Kevin was telling me he was on his way into that other station that morning and saw what he thought was basically the apocalypse happening. He was passing some street and a water main was broke and there was water everywhere. Tons and tons of water. And yet, so had a gas line busted and exploded. So fire and water mixing. Dogs and cats living together. It's insanity. It was a crazy ass morning. What about you? What were you doing that morning? Are you still just crawling into bed as well? 818-955-KLOS. But you know, and that's all we talked about. I remember how long you talked about that. Were you here? That was basically the only topic of conversation for the longest time. Hey, what were you doing when the earthquake started? 818-955-KLOS. Where were you 28 years ago this morning? It's always weird when an anniversary falls on the same day as it originally happened. It was a Monday on January 17th, back in 1994, when that damn Northridge earthquake started. I can tell you from then on, the apartment building I was living in, you could put a ball at one side of the room and it would roll across to the other side of the room thanks to the slant, which was terribly exciting to do, and I did it quite often. Just wondering what you were up to that morning. 818-955-KLOS.
Yeah, my name is Robert. I was calling about where was I in 94 regarding the earthquake.
Yeah, what were you up to that morning?
I was a police officer and I was giving somebody a ticket.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, and I felt the earthquake underneath my feet. I'm like, what the hell is going on? The pavement was like rolling, like on rollers.
Damn, and did you let the guy go?
Oh, no, I gave him a ticket and my leg, and then I found out there was a big earthquake.
That is a crappy way for him to start the day, that's for damn sure. So you must have had to ride off from there and go deal with a lot of insanity out there.
Yes.
Wow.
When you guys brought that up, I'm like, oh, I remember I was writing a ticket.
Wow, that's so crazy. That's crazy. Dude, thank you very much for calling, man. Thanks. And I can't believe it was 28 years ago today. What were you doing at that moment in time? 818-955-KLOS. If you were here in lovely Los Angeles 28 years ago today and you turned on KLOS or pretty much any other radio station, all we would have been talking about was the Northridge earthquake 28 years ago today. Who's this?
Hi, this is Terry. How are you today?
Good, man. What were you up to on that horrible day 28 years ago?
I'll never forget it. My wife and I were up in Idlewild camping in our RV, about 7,000 foot level. And when that happened, that shook the trailer so hard, it almost shook it off the mounts.
Wow.
And luckily, we escaped some of the rocks coming down off the hills. But yeah, it was pretty brutal. I'll never forget it.
That's a strange place to be.
Trailer so hard.
Yeah, I'm sure. And I've never actually had my feet on the ground. I've always been in the air. For every single earthquake, yeah, that's ever happened. I've been either on the third floor, the eighth floor, the whatever floor, never actually on the ground, which is unbelievable, isn't it? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I know,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that must have been strange. Right on, man. Thank you very much for calling.
All right, have a great day.
You too. Take care. Hi, KLOS, where were you 28 years ago today?
Oh, I was living in a halfway house, and I felt the bed shaking, and I looked to see if my roommate was shaking the foot of my bed, and he wasn't.
Right.
And then I got up, and I told him to get up, and I was in the doorway, and then by the time he got up, it was all over with. And then I went back to sleep, and then when I woke up again, then I realized how bad it was.
It was kind of sadly, in 1990, I still had a waterbed, for crying out loud, and a really bad one started, and I thought my idiot roommate had run in, was jumping up and down on the bed. I thought the same thing you did.
But, that's funny.
Yeah, he was passed out, and I got rid of that waterbed, so.
No, because I have a waterbed.
Nice! Do you still use it, as it were? Does it come in handy?
No, it's in storage.
Oh,
right,
damn
now.
It!
It was a super single, though.
All right. Well, don't ever ride out an earthquake in one, because it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling, man.
Uh huh.
Take care. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hey, it's Gordon.
Hey, Gordon. What were you doing 28 years ago today?
We had just got done partying. My best friend, my girlfriend, and I. And we were sitting out of Caro's. I think it was a little bit of a cocaine involved or something like that. Doing crossword puzzles.
Oh, wow. Okay. Really fast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's just, we ran to it. And there was two CHP officers in there, females. And the minute those plate glass windows in that restaurant started shaking, these two officers just freaked out and flew out of their 90 miles an hour. But we were a little...
You wrote it out. There. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they didn't shatter, huh?
No, it was a trip.
Oh, man, yeah, right? Seriously. Right on. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS. What were you up to 28 years ago? And did it change anything you've done since? You know, I used to like to sleep nude, but I saw them pulling that guy out, rescuing him from that apartment building, and he was in his tidy whities, and I decided, it was live on television. Maybe I shouldn't show all that I have to offer to the entire world. So ever since then, no more nude sleeping. But what about you? 818-955-KLOS, the damn Northridge earthquake. A rude awakening 28 years ago today, 4:31 a.m., the Northridge earthquake. You know, some of those freeway overpasses, they still are like... every time you drive over them because of that particular day. Wondering what you were up to when that started. Who's this?
This is Alexis, and I know exactly what I was doing on January 17th.
At 4:31 a.m.?
Yes, I was celebrating my birthday. That's my birthday.
And were you awake that early?
Yeah, and I was actually partying from the night before carrying over, and I thought, usually the birthday girl parties the most.
Right.
So I thought, what the heck, my party favors knocked me out of bed that fast? But that's not the only thing that's happened on January 17th. We had the Alaskan avalanches, and we stormed the Gulf, too.
Wow, that's a busy day. I'm glad it's a little bit quieter today then, I guess. Well, happy birthday, though.
Thank you very much.
And I hope it's kind of shaky, but in a different way for you later tonight. Right on. Thank you for calling. Thanks. Hi, KLOS. What were you doing 28 years ago today?
Wow, man. I remember the Northridge earthquake.
Sure.
We were all home, my wife and kids, and it started shaking hard, and my wife just went over to the grandfather clock and was holding that from falling down, and I went to the china cabinet, and I was holding that down, and... We got through that okay. I'm in Ventura.
I wish you had been there at my apartment. You could have held my stupid, precious radio award. I only ever got one in 40 years of doing this. And, of course, it jumped off the mantle and smashed in a million pieces on the ground, which I think is fitting. You know, screw that. I don't need a radio award. Right on, man. Thank you for calling. Thanks. Hi, KLOS. What were you doing on the 28th of January, 1994?
Banging my girlfriend.
And you were like, I am the best right now. She was amazing.
Dude, she was from Boston. When the house shook, she didn't land on the floor until 10 feet later. She goes, what the hell was that? And I go, that was me. Get back over here.
That's awesome, man. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. Tell us about your Northridge earthquake experience 28 years ago today. TC from West Hills now owns a Motley Crue KLOS t-shirt. Not easy to get your paws on. 95.5 KLOS at Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon and on the 22s. 7:22 a.m., 9:22 a.m., 11:22. You get it. 1, 3, and 5. We're handing out some KLOS custom t-shirts that you can't find anywhere else. TC, West Hills, made himself caller 13 a few minutes ago. So he won. 4:31 a.m. Monday, January 17th, 28 years ago. Who's this and where were you and what were you doing during the Northridge earthquake?
I was standing naked trying to keep my TV from sliding off a glass top table.
And were you tripodding it at the time or just...
Oh, it was hilarious. I look at my wife. I go, the TV's moving. So I jumped out of bed. And that thing was going back and forth like 4 or 5 inches.
Right, yeah. You know, yeah.
It was incredible. Our bedroom was upstairs, so it was shaking.
I had a wall of CDs, and they were everywhere. As soon as I came out into the front room, they'd gone flying clear across the room. So that was fun. Right on, man. Thank you for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Hey.
Hey.
I was flying my helicopter that day.
Were you in the air when the earthquake started?
No, I was at home, and then me and my brother took the helicopter out, and we decided to cruise around the valley, and we went down by Northridge, by your apartment probably, and then we went over to where the motorcycle guy crashed on the freeway.
Oh, right, yeah.
And the fires,
yep.
And Omar, I saw it all.
That's so weird. You know, it's amazing that you were able to do that, because I've always thought the best place you could possibly be when an earthquake starts is in a helicopter.
Well, actually, you know, it's an older Bell 47, so we took the video camera and we got video of everything, and I got a little sick that day because my brother's flying.
And he's trying to get that down to get cool. The really good shots.
Yeah, backwards, sideways, right. Everything.
Wow, that is amazing. Have you still got that footage? Can you post it?
I do have, I can't do it right now, but I do have a video, like a VHS.
If you ever get it transferred, man, please take it and post it at Kevin and Sluggo on Twitter. We'd love to see
it. Okay,
yeah.
I could do that.
Yeah.
I wanted to see it anyways, you know, I haven't seen it in a few years.
Well, 28 years or thereabouts.
Wow, that's a long time.
I know, isn't it insane? Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Let's say there was a map of the United States.
Yes.
From Pornhub.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. With the predominant search for each state. California, okay. For example, mm-hmm. The main search is Asian. Oregon, lesbian. Washington, state, MILF. Minnesota is librarian. South Carolina, stepsister. Colorado's main search is droopy balls. The panhandle of Texas is, and this is another strange one, goth hospital. Tennessee is Kevin James.
I suppose it's not appropriate to say that on the air, though, right?
No.
Okay. I want to.
That is not
true. No. That's so true.
Unfortunately, no.
Yeah, all right.
There is Sylvester Stallone is making appearances on TikTok.
Well, that's so weird. What a weird phrase.
It's
for
a
you
strange
say.
Sentence, and it's true, and he's dancing.
What?
Sylvester Stallone.
Dancing.
With his daughter, Sistine.
Oh, all right. How old is she?
She's old enough.
20s or whatever, yeah.
She's signed with IMG as a model.
Right.
But no wonder. She's dancing in the house, and she has, I don't know, 3 million followers or something.
Sure.
And Sylvester Stallone is dancing alongside her.
Do you think she's happy about that?
I guess.
Seems like it from the video.
I would guess.
Yeah. But is he pushing his way in? Or
that's
a
good question.
Hey, Dad, come out here and ruin our video.
We should ask him because Sylvester Stallone is on the Heineken 00 hotline.
What?
Yes. Sylvester.
Hello?
Hello. Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing well. How are you?
You know, I'm me. Who else would I rather be but me, you know?
Yeah,
that's
true.
The
good point.
Thing
yeah.
In the world would be Sylvester Stallone,
right.
I think.
Gene from Kiss might disagree, but that's
Gene Simmons? Yeah,
different subject for a different day.
So
I'd crush that guy.
Right.
I could crush him. I'd take his tongue and I'd pull it out, a long tongue, and wrap around his throat and I'd choke him to death.
Okay. No need for the aggression, Sylvester. We're all
it's
good.
Not the aggression. I'm being okay, right. Honest,
okay.
Right?
All right. So your daughter, Sistine, is pretty hot.
Mm.
Hey, I don't like you talking about her like that. It's my little girl, all right?
I mean, I'm just saying.
I mean, she's a model. She's beautiful.
Right.
It's a fact.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I know she's attractive, okay, you know, because right. she takes after me.
Sure, why? Of course.
Okay.
Luckily, she got her father's looks, you know? She's lucky that way.
When you see the video, you may
Did she ask you to dance in these videos and lip sync, or was that your idea?
No, she was like, you know, making like a TikTok, you know?
Right.
And I was there in the house, you know, and so she's doing it. And like, you know, what better for her, I think, in my opinion, than to have, you know, me stop by and make a little cameo
right.
in her TikTok. You know, not cameo like when you make a cameo when someone pays you to right. like say something.
That's different.
But like, it's different. But like
wow.
a TikTok thing, I come in and like make an appearance. I thought that'd be good, you know, because I'm a dancer. You know, I dance really good.
I don't know and that you're so, a dancer. When did you become a dancer?
I'm a dancer. I dance all the time.
Okay.
First of all.
All right.
I directed a movie called Staying Alive. It was the sequel to Saturday Night Fever,
right?
Right?
I
so I know all about the world of dance. I'm a dancer in my soul, all right?
What's your favorite kind of dance? Are you like the disco or flamingo?
I'm a big fan of the merengue. I'm a big merengue guy. I like merengue. I like meringue, just like a lemon meringue pie.
Right.
I like morongo, like the casino, like morongo.
Sure, yeah.
Anything that sounds like meringue is good for me, you
okay.
know, like what I do.
Now, did she attempt to teach you the dance that she was doing on the TikTok? Because you were not doing the same thing.
She did teach me. See, I was doing a dance.
You weren't doing
no,
it.
No, I didn't really.
I was doing a
didn't
dance.
Seem the same.
But it wasn't the same
it wasn't
dance.
Quite the same.
Well, maybe she was wrong and I was right, you know? We didn't even think about that. Why don't you think about that and give me a little credit?
Yeah,
you know, I'm being here on the radio with you, like having a conversation. You're being very rude.
I mean, yeah, we're not trying to be rude. We're just, we weren't aware.
You're being rude.
Okay.
I don't like it.
Okay.
You called me a baby killer.
No one called you a baby killer.
Man.
All right.
You drew first blood. Okay. You drew first blood.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
I have a embarrassing story, and then we're going to open up the phone for your embarrassing stories.
Oh, swell.
You stuck your foot in your mouth.
Oh, neat. Oh, no.
I, as an adult, sit on the floor a lot. That's my deal.
Me
I don't
too.
Know why.
I just did that
you
today.
Did
yeah, I was over at a friend's house, and I'm not going to sit on a chair. I'd rather sit on the floor.
It really throws people off.
It does, doesn't
so,
it?
Yeah. If people see an adult sitting on the floor, they go, oh, can I find you a chair? I'm like, no, I'm good.
No, I'm good. I like it down here.
I like it here.
Yeah. For one thing, I like the animals wandering up to me, but that doesn't even have anything to do with it.
All right, Dr. Doolittle.
I do a lot.
Take it easy.
So, free ride.
So I was working at a radio station in Phoenix, and I was sitting on the floor, mm-hmm. and I don't know what I was doing. I'm sure it was very important work.
Right.
And
of course it was.
Somebody came up next to me, and I didn't know who it was, but I saw crutches.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And being the smartass that I am, I said, hey, what's with the leg?
Okay.
You know, there's some...
Someone's on a crutch. Yeah,
because usually...
At a radio station.
You hurt yourself in an embarrassing way about mm-hmm. 50% of the time.
Yep,
so
yep,
that's what
yep.
I was, that's
you were
what
digging
I was counting
for
on. Yeah.
Right.
So I said, hey, what's with the leg? And then nothing. No answer.
Okay.
So I got curious, and I turned and looked, and I saw that it was a girl, and that she only had one leg.
Oh, my God.
And I didn't know that. I did not see that. So I say, hey, what's with the leg? Thinking I'm being funny and starting a conversation.
I guess lesson learned here. And you were young back
then. I was young and dumb.
Make sure you take a complete look at the situation.
Yeah.
Before throwing out the comedy flames.
Before, yes, trying to make fun of, hey, what's with the leg? And then I saw it. I was like,
what did she say?
No. She started laughing because she could see the horror on my face was just like, I am the worst human being alive.
Oh, no.
And she found it funny because she knew I didn't see.
Right.
Thank God she found it funny.
Right. And saw that you didn't see. Really understood
right.
the situation.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's rough.
So maybe you can't,
my friend.
Maybe you can't top that, but you stuck your foot in your mouth.
Oh, maybe.
That's what we're looking for at 818-955 KLOS. You stuck your foot in your mouth.
I
you
feel
were
a
aware.
Little ill after that.
Yeah,
honestly.
You and me both.
Yeah.
I was just...
Yeah, sure.
Because when I looked, you know how it takes you a while to go, oh, there's process. No leg there. Yeah. And then, oh, wait a minute.
And what I just said.
I don't know this person. Right. And also, I just said, hey, what's with the leg? It hits you in waves. Oh, it's like getting hit with punches.
Yeah.
5, 6 in a row. So you stuck your foot in your mouth. 818-955-KLOS. Beat that. We're talking about you accidentally putting your foot in your mouth, which happens, it seems, to all of us.
It definitely has.
Unfortunately, you have a story about that?
Hey, I got one. I got my foot in my mouth story.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, so I was working at a gas station, and this lady comes in, and she was, you know, kind of heavy set, and I kind of thought she was pregnant. So I go, oh, wow.
Nope. No.
Did you know if you're a boy or a girl? And she goes, I'm not pregnant. I'm just fat. And I was beside myself. Never have I asked that again. Never will I.
No, that's a lesson that you learn quickly.
Yeah, I know a radio DJ who shall go nameless who still does it, actually. Still is, like, famous for asking
really?
Women, when's the baby due, trying to jump ahead and be, like, really clever. Yeah, I'll tell you off the air.
Wait, but they're not making fun of
No.
Them?
No. Wow. No, yeah. Dude, well done in learning that. Thanks for calling, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello. Hi. You stuck your foot in your mouth?
Hi. I sure did.
Right,
I told a lady, I saw her, she had some baby items in her hand, and she was up at the register, and I said, you're having a boy, right? Because my wife had two mm-hmm. boys and a girl, mm-hmm. and the way her stomach was, she was mm-hmm. pointing straight out, and yep. that's the boy.
Wow.
She looked at me, and she's like, no, these are for my sister's baby. I'm not pregnant. She was just heavy set.
That's two in a row.
That's two in a row.
I was going to slide under the table.
Yes. I know the feeling.
Oh, my God, dude.
I know
Thank
the
you
feeling
for calling.
Well.
Thank you. At least you had... Oh, never mind. I'm not gonna...
Listen, let's all learn from that one, shall we?
Yeah. All right, one more.
No more, hey, when's the baby due?
Yeah.
Just be safe.
Yeah.
Even if they're pregnant, don't ask.
Right, even if you know they're pregnant. Just avoid it completely.
All right, KLOS, hello.
Yeah, sorry, man. I got the same story.
No, let's hear it.
Wow,
let's
really? Yeah, yours, yeah.
So I used to work years ago. I worked at the Velvet Turtle, and what was her name? Venus, I think, was pregnant, and I saw her walking down the street with a friend of hers. And I said, well, how far along are you? And she said, well, I'm about 7 months. And I looked at her friend and said, how far along are you? Oh. And she said, I'm not pregnant.
We are learning an important lesson here today.
Oof-ta. Dude, you can see me and ask when I'm due as well. So, you know.
Wow.
But maybe don't.
All right.
Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. You put your foot in your mouth. Tell us about it.
Swallow.
Son of a bitch.
Swallow.
Tell them what station it is.
Apparently, this is 95.5 KLOS. It's Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
All right.
What were you eating, anyway?
Snickers. Why do you care?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. Why
we have our KLOS high-low game coming up soon. Right now, we are talking about people...
Put it in your mouth.
People
it's perfect.
Stuck their foot in their mouth. You have a story?
So, I told a kind of a weird joke to my boss.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about non-alcoholic beer. And I said, non-alcoholic beer is retarded because, you know, it's kind of like on your sister.
Wow. Hold on. Just let us process.
That's
a lot
to unpack right there.
And needless to say, he gave me this kind of like look and he walked away. And one of my coworkers said, his nephew has special needs.
Yeah, dude.
So maybe, yeah.
I felt like a real tool and I had to apologize. Needless to say, I don't use that word anymore.
No,
right.
People shouldn't. That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
We
all
word,
learn. Everybody, I mean,
our
yeah.
word, not great.
Exactly, yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
It's a learning experience.
Thank you, dude. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I had a t-shirt that said Mr. Zug's Sex Wax.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk into this business to pick up some avocados, and the receptionist there that I knew was pregnant sees my t-shirt and says, what is that? And I said, you mean to tell me you're 7 months pregnant and you don't know what sex wax is? And she says, well, David and I always just use KY jelly.
Wow.
Then I had to tell her.
No, you didn't.
Wait, you don't live by the ocean.
No, you didn't.
Mr. Sex wax is just surfboard wax.
Right.
Surfing excellence.
Sure.
I love that. So it's really more she did.
She kind of put it in because she didn't know.
Yeah, she's the one that stuck the foot in her mouth.
Well, yeah. She's very graphic.
I opened it up for her.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, she
That's
did.
Good.
Yeah,
well
I
done.
Knew her husband, too, and he got a kick out of it.
I'm sure he did. Thank you.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
Ooh. 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 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, we're still doing foot and mouth.
Yep, foot and mouth disease.
I worked for a grocery market, and there was a regular, really, really pretty lady, probably in her mid-30s. The only thing is she had two hooks for hands.
Yes.
So she, when she comes through my line, the one time she did, she's trying to swipe her card, and you don't have a lot of control when you're trying to swipe the card between a sprung-loaded hook. So it wouldn't go down the slide right, and so I didn't know I had to audit the way that I would normally say something.
Mm-hmm.
I said, ma'am, do you need a hand?
Oh.
I mean, I got to be honest, that's pretty strong.
It just fell out, right? Just boom, there it is.
All the blood left my face, and I just went cold. I didn't realize until it left my mouth.
Right.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
But that's the thing. You don't even. Yeah, exactly. Phrases can get you into a lot of trouble.
Yep.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, wow. Hello.
This is cringeworthy. Hi.
It is. Yes, agreed.
Yeah.
Hi.
Looking for your foot and mouth disease.
Yes. My kids used to play ice hockey, and one day I said, oh, it's so nice for you to spend time with your grandkids. And she turned around and said, he's my boy.
Oh, I love that so much.
The guy that called never had to see these people again. I saw this lady 9 months.
Oh, no. Man.
That's not ideal.
Oh, awesome. Well, thank you for calling. Yeah. Right on. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, KLOS.
I used to work at Gladstone's for fish in Malibu.
Yep.
And there's always, we walked outside on the deck, and there's always seagulls and pigeons around, right?
Yeah, like crazy.
And so I walked up, like crazy. Yeah. They love the fried calamari and stuff, so they were always around. But anyway, so this seagull flew up to the railing at this table had just approached, and I said, oh, hey, look, it's peg leg. And the guy said, what'd you say? Uh-oh. I said, hey, the bird, it has a peg leg. Look. And the guy says, oh, really? And he pulled out his artificial leg from underneath the table and sat it on top of the
And it
table.
Was it wooden? Tell me it was wooden.
It was wooden.
Oh, that's so great.
And he was so cool, though. So fun. But he was just messing with me. He said, I had to be, because I totally get it. But
well, you get you and Kevin should hook up because you got the same foot in the mouth disease.
I'm not sure that anyone could handle our
chaos that would unleash in the world.
Hey, tell me about your arm. What's missing? 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That's a fact, sir.
We got a text this weekend from our boss. It says, I don't like to pat myself on the back.
I'm always afraid when a text starts like that.
But I just came up with a great punk rock band name.
Oh, yeah?
Fried Chicken Diarrhea.
Is that thanks to the slip and slide, I would imagine? The massive slip and slide?
I certainly would hope so.
Humans are disgusting.
Yes, they really
like
are.
Being on this planet anymore. Good punk name. That is a good punk band
That's
name.
A good punk band. Or, you know, even hard rock we could go.
Sure, yeah.
But everybody seems to have a few of those that they think, oh, that's a great band name.
Yeah, and they're playing Coachella this weekend, that's for sure.
Yes, exactly. So I have a few here, and then we'll take some calls at 818-955-KLOS.
Yeah, no, nice. Let's hear them.
I have Above Average Weight Band. Abracadaver.
That's gonna be like a death metal sort of band,
right?
Abracadaver.
The Abstract Penis Brigade. The Afghanistan Banana Stand.
Oh, that's a good one. They need to use that on Arrested Development.
The Al Roker Death Cult Wind Ensemble.
Wind Ensemble.
When you can put Wind Ensemble next to Death Cult.
That's a straight up win.
That's a win.
Without any doubt.
Alcoholics Unanimous. Talking about great band, hard rock band or punk band names. If there are people out there that are, you know, forming a band, we're happy to help.
We're trying to help. That's what this is all about.
The Almighty Lumberjacks of Death.
I am an almighty lumberjack of death.
The Anal Speech Therapy.
Oh, I like that. That's good.
Anus the Menace. Armani Death Machine. That would be a good one.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's so nice.
We'll take your calls. 818-955-KLOS if you have a great band name and you can't for the life of you imagine why no one's using it. Call now. 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we are talking about great band names. Like the avenging lawmowers of justice. Like the Baldilocks.
Baldilocks. Ooh, that's odd.
The band formerly known as Sausage. All right, let's take some calls at 818-955-KLOS. Hello.
Yes.
I'm sorry, did you say yes?
No, I didn't say anything. Okay. I have two punk bands that I've been in that I love the names of, but we never got it off the ground.
Oh, yes,
one
please.
One is called Get the F Off My Lawn, GTFML.
Love it.
Get the F off my lawn. Right,
we got it. And then we understood. We know what F is.
Okay, I just make sure. You thought I said yes. But then the other one is Fistful of Ladies.
A Fistful of Ladies?
Fistful of Ladies.
Yeah, that's good. Fistful of Ladies. Yeah,
right? That's strong.
Fistful of Ladies.
You get back in the studio and you guys get to work and use those names.
Right.
All right, KLOS, you got a good punk band name?
Yeah, my brother was in a band called Spam Dagger.
Spam Dagger.
That's strong.
Spam, 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 spam. Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS, you got a good punk band name?
Well, I got a good name. How about Pharaoh's Daughter?
Pharaoh's Daughter.
Pharaoh's Daughter's not bad.
That's pretty strong. 818-955-KLOS, let's hear your band name. Injured in an accident?
That was Broadzilla. It's a good band name.
Yeah, that is a good band.
Broadzilla.
Really good band
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We're talking about good band names. Colon on the Cob.
That's good.
This one you have to be careful with. The Cunning Runts.
Ooh, yeah, you do.
And Crappy the Clown and the Punch Bowl Monkeys.
Oh, man.
Pretty good.
That is really good.
We might need to start a band just so we can call it that.
You got a you got a clown in the name, I'm totally in. Especially Moist Kong. You know what? You should text them to us as well, or tweet them at us, actually.
Yes.
At Kevin and Sluggo.
At Kevin and Sluggo for your great band names. We'll take some calls now. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I got a name for you.
Yes, please.
Global Harassment.
That's pretty good for a punk band.
Global really Harassment.
Is.
I like it.
Actually sounds like a Green Day album. Thanks for calling in. Yeah. Just heard from our own Wendy. She's come up with a band name. Shut up and give me your money.
Oh, I like it.
I would totally see that.
I would too in a second.
Yeah. Hi, KLOS. You have a good punk band name?
Hell yes, I do.
All right. What is it?
The Donald Butt Trumpet.
Not bad. Not bad.
I guess it'd be more. Well, anyways, thank you.
KLOS, you have a good punk band name?
Yes. How about Tasty Scabs?
Tasty Stabs?
Yep.
Kind of like it.
I got a Facebook page on it, too.
Oh, wow. Sounds a little like a drag queen to me. I don't know why.
Oh, that might be a good theme. I might have to try.
There you go.
Right on.
You're welcome to it.
Yeah. Enjoy. Hi, KLOS. You got a good punk band name?
Actually, two different ones for you. One is Skidmarks.
Skidmarks is great.
The other one, Swollen Colons.
Swollen Colons. Hey, and that rhymes. I like that. They should definitely play together, clearly, those two. Skidmarks and Swollen Colons, no doubt about it. Hey, thanks for calling in.
KLOS, hi. You have a good band name?
Yeah, how about Skull Crushers?
Skull Crushers. I can't imagine that's not taken.
Yeah. Patent that right away.
KLOS, hello. You have a good band name?
Yeah, for a female punk band, mm-hmm. Chick Jizz.
What?
You have to beat that one.
What is it?
Chick Jizz.
No, I'm not getting it. What is it?
Chick
Jizz. I'm having trouble making it out. What is it?
You're just making me edit up a storm, you bastard.
All right, well, we want to play you a highlight from yesterday's show.
Oh, my God, I love this guy. This guy is so awesome.
Yesterday, we did Kevin and Sluggo's confessional, and people called in and told us things that they'd never really confessed to anyone.
Yeah, they just never talked about it before. And this guy...
No crime. Is what
yes, yes, please, no crime. No confessing your crime.
So a guy calls in, and he is 78.
I love that he listens to KLOS.
I do, too.
We had all these young people calling with their crimes, or their sins.
There was a lot of wild stuff.
Yeah.
Our people are crazy.
I love it.
Which I love, too. So this guy calls, and he's 78, and he wants to tell us something that happened when he was 5.
Well, yeah, shall we?
Listen to this.
I love it.
Hello.
Hey. Welcome to Kevin and Sluggo's Confessional.
Hi. Yeah. I wanted to confess something I did when I was like 5 years old.
Wow, okay. You've been carrying that around a while.
And I'm 78 now.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm 78 now.
Wow, really?
And you want to confess something you did when you were
73 years ago? I love you. You're amazing. Right. All right, cough it up.
So what? I've gone to see a movie with my aunts. Now, yes. This was a small village in India, okay?
Uh-huh.
So there were no seats. There were just people sitting on benches.
Right.
And there was a lady sitting in front of me with a baby in her hand. And her baby's foot was sticking out from behind her.
Mm-hmm.
And I pinched the baby's foot. And the baby started to cry. And I got such a kick out of it that all throughout I kept on pinching the baby's foot. So the poor mom had to get up and leave the theater, leave the movie, because the people who were around her were...
That is fantastic.
Wow, that's beautiful. And that, so you feel guilty about it over the last few years? Or you still think it's kind of funny? Because we think it's kind of funny.
No, well, see, I'm not what I am 5 years... When I was 5 years old, right?
Yeah, so if you're five, yeah.
What do you
expect from a five?
Now,
yeah,
you know.
Sure you are.
You're the best.
You're listening to KLOS. I don't know.
Okay.
Dude, thank you.
Thank you
so much for calling.
Okay. Bye.
Listen.
Yo.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California. I was just in the restroom. And if you're in the restroom, if you're in the men's room.
Mm-hmm.
And
at a place of business.
Yes. Oh. At a work place.
Yeah.
And maybe you've been waiting for a while and you really have to go to the bathroom.
Okay. Sure.
Standing at a urinal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. No one else in the bathroom needs to hear, oh. Yes.
Were there accompanying sounds?
What do you mean?
Yeah, you know, if someone's saying, oh,
no.
Yes. No accompanying noises?
No.
At all?
No.
Oh, okay. So this was a fellow standing next to you, not in the stall.
I was in the stall. He was standing at the urinal.
Oh, I see.
By himself.
Okay.
Taking care of business.
Right.
Was just doing what he's supposed to be doing. And going, oh.
Kind of like Shaun of the Dead all of a sudden.
Let's not do that.
You know, if you feel joy no matter right. where you are, mm-hmm. anytime, let it out.
No. No. I mean, I love that idea every time except for in the restroom.
You'd have to say it would be worse if it was reversed. If he was the one in the stall making those noises and there weren't accompanying sounds.
Sure. I mean, either way, I don't like it.
No.
I don't love it.
That seems worse somehow.
All right. So that's just a tip. If you're at work.
Just a tip.
If you're at
Thank
work.
Thank you for that.
Hold on to your joy just for a minute.
Always do.
If you don't mind.
Oh, I see.
All right. Let's talk about pet peeves that you have. Words that other people say that drive you crazy.
All right.
Because I have one and I was talking to a friend and it was, yeah, let's circle back to that.
Oh, I hate that phrase.
Same.
Think outside the box and circle back. Are so irritating.
My problem with circle back is it's usually done in a meeting setting, and I'm allergic to meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And
this gentleman right here, Kevin, is really good at getting out of large meetings. I have literally many times seen him drop to the floor when the boring person up front is babbling
mm-hmm.
and crawl out.
Yeah.
Crawl out yes. on hands and knees.
Yes, I've done that.
That is not a joke. It's awesome.
Is it?
Yes.
Because I feel like an ass, and yet I don't care because it's either that or burn the place down.
I would have gone for that.
Those are my only options.
I would help you. I'd find some kindling.
Yeah, I'd crawl out on my hands and knees.
Sure.
And then people started knowing that I was doing that, so they'd have their cameras ready and start videoing me.
There's a lot of videos of your butt going out the door.
Sons of bitches.
So that's how many circle backs before you drop to the floor?
I don't know. Look, it's not just that.
No, that's a bad one.
Because people aren't good at speaking in front of groups.
Oh, no, yes. They've been thinking about it all night. They stayed up. They're pacing.
So circle back around is mine. What was yours? Think outside the box?
Yes. If you're saying think outside the box, you're not thinking outside the box. You're never thought outside the box.
Well said. Those words, think outside the box, are in the box.
They're so in the box. They are the box.
All right. So 818-955-KLOS. Things other people say that drive you nuts. And we need to eliminate them from the language.
Please.
818-955-KLOS.
If I'm doing the math right, it's a week from tomorrow, the Stone Show at SoFi. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah, next Thursday. And that's what the tickets were given away when you play our high-low game. Last guess was, what the hell number did they guess?
73,
which mm-hmm. was too high. So sometime in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll play that game again. You come in under 75, you might go see the Stones and win yourself $1,200.
Right now we're talking about words or phrases that people use that drive you out of your mind. KLOS, hello.
Oh, dude, my kids. When I tell them to do something,
mm-hmm.
they purposely say the letter K, not
okay, not all right, Dad. I got it, Dad. They just give me a look and go, hey. They know get my damn nerves.
Yeah, I was going to say, they must know that it bugs Dad. That's,
yes.
I got to be honest, I do that sometimes.
Do you? You say K? Okay.
Yeah.
Just K?
Because, yeah.
K? Well, if you're thinking...
Just mainly because my kids do it.
Oh, yeah. And it sounds like you might be in Spanish asking, what?
Sure.
Yeah. Maybe sure. That's what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. I'm talking Espanol.
Wow, well said. Dude, thanks for calling. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We are good. Words that other people use to drive you crazy.
Does that make sense to you?
Oh,
when you're talking to somebody, oh my God, that drives me crazy. It's like, you think I'm stupid?
Right, because
it makes sense to me.
You're talking about in the context of you didn't ask a question and you're very clear on what it was.
Absolutely.
And still they tack on.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Does this make sense to you?
Does this make sense?
Just want to just hit him upside the head and go, there's some sense right to you.
Damn!
Go blue!
That's a good idea. Go blue.
Yeah,
indeed.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for calling, man.
Go blue indeed. KLOS, hello.
Hi, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Not now, I'm busy. I don't know.
Well, you know, Mike, I'd like to talk about that with you some more, but not now, I'm busy. Hello, KLOS. Words that drive you crazy.
It is what it is.
Ah, you know, I do say that one myself, and I don't like it.
Well,
I do say
here's the thing about that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very true.
Yeah. Yeah.
But.
You know, in New York, often, and I picked it up from there, people will say, yeah, what are you going to do?
Sure.
It's the same thing, kind of.
Yeah, it's the same
it
thing.
Is
what are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do? Do you hate that one, too?
Not as much, but, you know, it is what it is.
Ah, there you go. Right on. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Words other people say that you can't stand. 95.5-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we're talking about words that drive you batty that other people use. Do you have one of those?
Somebody that ends a conversation, and you know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
That's the same thing as, do you understand what I...
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you understand?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that comes after every sentence for a lot of people.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Do you think you have one yourself that you use that you try to break yourself of, a habit?
God. No, I'm perfect.
Nice.
That is good to hear.
Yeah.
Self-esteem is a good thing.
Yeah, I kind of felt that coming off you. That's good. Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
You know what I mean? KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hi. Okay, you know, there's this one phrase that makes me want to run to the hills whenever I hear it.
What is it?
Don't worry, babe. I gotcha.
I gotcha.
Okay. Well, whenever I hear that, that usually means, okay, they're about to try to burn you.
Yep.
Not do something or use you or something.
Fact.
Whenever I hear that, I'm all like, no, never mind.
I totally agree.
I always think of I've got you as three very romantic words.
Oh,
for real.
Nice. Oh.
Because, but if they mean it.
Yeah, if they mean it.
But
yeah.
In her particular case, she's seeing the opposite.
Yeah, I totally hear you. Yeah, I got you on that one.
Oh, no.
We'll circle back to it later.
Thanks a lot.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. Talking about words you don't care for?
Words that drive you crazy, yes.
So I work in the corporate world. So let's get some good synergy up
here. Oh, synergy.
Yeah, that one leapt to mind early, too. I hate it. You must groan and squirm when someone says it.
Well, it's always an executive or something. I've got to, you know, don't roll your eyes at him. Don't roll your eyes at him. I roll my eyes at him. Hope you didn't notice.
Liz Lemon would be proud of you.
Look, you do what you have to do.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
And
right?
It is what it is, yeah.
Does this make sense to you?
Hey.
All right. Well, thanks for thinking outside the box.
We'll circle back to you later.
Take care, man.
KLOS, hello.
How about the word jotted down? I hate that word.
Jotted down. Why do you hate that one?
It just seems like I need to put a pencil in your eye or something. It drives me insane.
It is weird how things trigger.
I would like to suggest that you don't do that.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe go for the ear. No, wait.
Nope. Do not stab anyone with the pencil.
Do not do that.
Do give us a call at 818-955-KLOS with words that drive you crazy. 955-KLOS.
Whoa!
KLOS.
Damn it. Piece of crap.
It's the equipment.
Yeah.
We don't have any control over it.
Let's blame it on that. I agree.
It's not people problems.
No.
It is the 95.5 KLOS. Southern California's rock
station. I almost sent you. Damn.
K- Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about words that drive you crazy. Who's this?
Yes, hi. My name is Carla, and the one thing that bugs me is when people ask for you for something and say, oh, when you get a chance, it's like, do you want me to do it now, or what happens if I don't get a chance?
Oh, well, I do say that a lot because I'm trying to be like,
You're trying to be nice?
Yeah.
I think you're not trying to force somebody to do something right that second if they're busy.
Yeah.
But that drives you crazy, huh?
Yeah. Why? Do you think?
It does in the sense when, like, say, like, I'm bartending and they say, hey, can I get a beer when you get a chance? It's like, do you want the beer now or later? I'd want the beer now.
Well, right. That would be annoying. I can see that.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for calling. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hey there. Words that you hate that other people use.
When you say thank you to someone and they say, no worries.
Oh.
I wasn't worried.
You weren't worried.
Wow. that one is 1,000% me.
Yeah, me too. I was just going to say.
I always respond with no worries.
Constantly. I know someone who gets really upset anytime you do say anything like that when they say thank you. Like
Well, that's what she's saying, is that...
No, yeah, no worries. But he has a list of stuff. Like if you say happy to or not a problem or anytime, anything like that, he gets crazy.
No worries.
Yeah. Right on. Thanks for calling. Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up? How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. My biggest pet peeve is when people say no worries.
Oh, that's two in a row. Second one, and I do that 100% of the time.
I hate when people say that. That's like the worst ever. You know?
Tell me why.
Yeah.
How come?
Because I was never worried in the first place.
That's what the other person said.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't mean no worry. It just means happy to do it.
They say no worries. I wasn't worried. What are you talking about?
Listen, I'm telling you that I say it all the time.
No worries, man.
No worries. We'll write it down.
Right, we'll jot that down.
We'll jot it down.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Does that make sense to you?
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's going on there, buddy? How are you?
Talking about words that drive you out of your mind.
Are you listening to me?
Oh.
What I'm talking about?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? You listening to me? Hey.
There's a lot of those.
Yeah, there are. Yeah. You know, it is. It's sort of like, I'm so damn important, you better be paying 100% attention to me. Don't be living your life out doing anything else.
Correct.
Yeah. Thank you for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevo and Sluggo, rule the air.
Woo!
What words drive you crazy?
Well, I just wanted to reiterate on the
I've never heard that.
Is what it is.
Oh, yeah?
That's like putting your arms up and going, oh, okay, well, I give up. Yeah. I can't change anything.
Yeah.
That's what you say when you can't say anything at all. It is what it is.
Or you can change your voice.
What's
suddenly.
Happening?
Yeah, how you can have an immediate change.
Two people on the line.
Oh, is that what it is?
Let me ask you a question. At the beginning of this call, when you said reiterate, I thought you were being funny.
Oh. Well, I hope I was.
Were you trying to be?
Yes. Be honest.
No, I can only talk
to you. My man.
Yeah! A little more Van Halen. Marcy did all Van Halen in the boot camp today. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We've both been kind of told, put in our place.
Yeah.
We've been...
We're talking about words that you hate when other people use, and two different callers in a row said, no worries. And I say that 100 times a day.
So do I. Always do. I always thought it was... I mean, I just thought it was really nice.
It's insane. I'm going to continue.
Yeah, no worries, man.
KLOS, you have one last word?
Or phrase you hate?
At the end of the day, drives me insane.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I hate that phrase.
Me too.
I mean, I really hate that phrase.
You know, at the end of the day...
Ugh.
I agree.
Be quiet. Be quiet at the end of the day.
Exactly.
Who are you?
I'm Benjamin.
Benjamin, thanks for telephoning and reminding us of that last one that we absolutely loathe.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have 1 second of nonstop rock on the way worth $500 today.
It's coming up in just a few minutes.
Sluggo, when were you a 911 operator?
Let's see, late 99, early 2000.
Why did you do that?
Radio doesn't seem like a very secure job.
Oh, no, it's fine.
And I figured, well, I'm getting up there in age. I must have been 30-something. And, you know, sort of midlife crisis.
But how do you get to 911 operator?
I knew a couple people at the San Diego Sheriff's Department, actually, mm-hmm. that used to be in radio as well. And they're like, you know what? This radio thing
sucks. That's where radio people go to retire?
Yeah, apparently so.
All right.
And I tried to get into a couple. I can't say I tried to get in, but I went around the country to a couple different places, and I finally decided, well, I know people in San Diego.
Yeah.
I should try and get in there.
You're a 911 operator.
It took me a year.
I can't imagine being desperate in the worst moment of my life, and you answer.
Right. Thank you. It's one of the reasons I stopped. I'm like, okay, this is kind of a bad idea.
I'm not the guy you should be talking to.
I do like, one of the things they ask, are you an adrenaline junkie? And, you know, I like when things are happening and popping and sure. Like when it's crazy in here, anywhere. And you know what I mean?
You do like chaos.
I do. Yeah. And I like to ride herd on it. And I'm really good at listening to people. I can really hear what they're saying no matter what's going on generally. So
they're saying one thing and you go, I know what they really mean.
Yeah. No, your house isn't on fire. It's fine. Go back to sleep, sir.
It's just heat.
But I wasn't there very long and I didn't run into a single emergency the whole time. San Diego's very quiet.
What?
Which is good. Yeah.
You were a 911 operator for how long?
It was about 3 months altogether.
Three months.
Yeah.
And you
but
never
I was in
got
a,
an emergency.
No, there wasn't anything that came in to my station the whole time.
I'm going to test your skills.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to tell you two things before we start. It's a 911 call.
Right.
And I want you to identify what happened.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you that it happened in Florida.
Well, right away, it's insane. So,
and
okay.
I'm going to tell you that everyone worked out to be fine.
Oh, okay. Well, that's always a good outcome.
So it was not as much of a disaster as it sounds.
Right. So clearly, I wasn't answering the phone.
When she calls 911.
Okay.
911, where's your emergency?
I'm well on the interstate. We're on Interstate 95. Something just came through the windshield and hit my mom in the head.
Okay.
Do I stop right there?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you changed the whole thing there. I don't know what you're doing.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, so that's...
That's what came in. So she's driving on I-95, I think she said.
Yes.
Something just came through the windshield and hit her mom in the head.
That's what she said.
Okay.
The mom is 71 years old.
Okay. Am I to guess here as
I'm
to what might
I'm
going to
give you three chances to guess.
Oh, and three chances altogether.
And if in those three chances you get it right, I will give you $100.
And if I get it wrong, I get to give you $40.
Correct.
For some reason I said that.
I'm not positive why you offered that up, because I was not even demanding it.
Well, I thought it was funny to come in under $100, even if you're going to give me $100.
No, I was going to. You were going to give me $0.
Yes. Yeah,
until
exactly.
You said $40.
Well, that doesn't seem fair.
All right. Too bad. All right. So what happened?
Well, if something came through the windshield and hit mom in the head on the freeway,
right?
It's going to be something fell off a truck, I would imagine.
Okay.
That would be so. I can't guess what.
So guess number one would be something fell off a truck. Okay.
Yeah. And
let's play clip two.
Okay.
There was like, I don't know, something in the middle of the road. It's in my head. Okay, my mom's got to lay down. She's got so much blood coming out of her head.
Okay. I'm going to get help out there, Jay, okay? Is it in her head?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
The item that hit her, is it stuck in her head or?
Did I stop there? Okay.
Yeah.
So something, she said
she
hit something.
She said, yeah, something, yes.
Right.
I'm not going to help you.
No.
$100. My money.
So
she is bleeding profusely.
Which happens when you're, any cuts on the face or the head.
She ended up fine, but.
Right.
What's your guess?
I'm going to guess like a tool of some sort. Like a, some sort of.
Maynard?
Yeah. Maynard and his tool.
He fell out of a truck?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Clip three.
Okay.
Do we know what it was that hit her? I don't know. It looks like a piece of paper, like a paper plate. A big piece of concrete.
Okay,
I'm very confused there because she said it looked like a piece of paper.
Yeah.
But then it was a piece of concrete?
It was a piece of concrete.
I don't think paper looks like concrete.
I've never seen paper looking concrete.
So what was it that came through the window and hit her in the head?
And
might still be in her head. Her daughter doesn't know.
Yeah. Well, are you saying that it wasn't a tool? Is that a wrong guess?
I am saying that.
Oh, it wasn't some sort of tool.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It is Florida.
No. Right.
Back to you.
That was good hint. Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a... I'm going to go with a bird. I can't see a bird going through a windshield, though.
I don't know.
I'm
not helping you.
Should we go on?
When you're ready for the answer, you can go on.
Oh, okay.
But I need your final answer before we play it.
She thought it was a piece of concrete. It came to
or a paper.
Florida. It looked like paper. That's not very helpful.
No, it isn't.
not a tool. You said it's definitely
correct.
Not a tool. Okay. piece of concrete. I don't know. I guess I forfeit my $100.
You're so dumb
40.
For giving me 40. I'm not going to take it.
Yeah. Oh.
Listen to the answer.
Okay.
You see anything in my front
seat? Turtle in there.
A turtle?
Yeah.
An actual turtle?
A turtle.
It's a turtle. It's what hit her?
It was an actual turtle.
It was an actual turtle.
And it was a...
Oh, poor baby.
You know, like the size of a dinner plate?
Right.
It was bigger than that.
And how did it go flying?
I don't know.
Did it get in, how did it get airborne?
No one has any idea.
Listen, I'm giving you $40.
All right, I'll take it.
You would have given me $100.
So all right.
I'll give it to you. There you go.
I'll give you a chance to earn it back.
Okay.
It was a turtle.
Really? That's insane.
They don't fly, right?
No. Well, generally not.
I don't think so.
Maybe even a cartoon or something.
And
it was literally
bigger than the size of a dinner plate.
Wow.
And it was just sitting on their
and it
dashboard.
Smashed into mom.
Yes, it hit her right in the head.
Wait, it was in the car?
Yeah.
Oh, it was in the car.
No. It came through the windshield,
hit mom,
yes.
And it landed on their dashboard.
Yes.
Oh, poor turtle. That's really...
Turtle's fine, too.
Did they take it home and eat it? Really?
Everyone's fine.
Oh, wow.
Thanks for the $40.
You're welcome. Well. If it isn't 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, it's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and it's time for What We Learned, which is sponsored by Southern California Toyota Dealers. They make it easy. One of the things we learned today was that, oddly, Kevin wasn't actually here. He was apparently a hologram, had me totally fooled, but I went to slap him at one point when he said something rude, and my hand just went right through his face. So maybe, I don't know, he's a ghost? I mean, that certainly could be true, if you know what I mean. We also have learned that Kevin, after all this time, still not really sure what station he's at.
99.5, hold on. 99.5 KLOS.
Wait, hold on. What'd you say?
99.5?
99.5. We're up 4.
95.5.
4 higher than we were yesterday.
Wow.
We also learned 28 years ago, this day, January 17th, 1994, to not sleep nude, or you might wake up being filmed live on television, pulled from an apartment building in your birthday suit. So I think we all learned that today. And I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz. Kevin should be back tomorrow. See you tomorrow. Okay, bye. Guitarist for the Stones, Mick Taylor, was born on this day in rock in 1949 in England. If you haven't sent him a birthday card yet, there's still time. I read the news today. Oh, boy. It was on this day in rock in 1967 when the Daily Mail in London, the newspaper, carried an article about potholes in Blackburn, Lancashire, which, of course, is what inspired John Lennon to mention it in A Day in the Life. There was yet another traffic jam on Hollywood Boulevard on this day in rock in 1992 as Mick Jagger showed up at the Chinese Theater for his premiere of the film Free Jack.